Jerry. It's why we can't have nice.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
You know. Cowboys on draft day. Speaking of Clinton in town and Jerry Jones, two women recently brawled at a funeral in Veracruz, Mexico. They fought in front of the coffin after they learned they were both dating the deceased man. The coffin was knocked over. They shoved each other. The fight began with one woman saw the other lean over the coffin and say, "I'm going to miss you." And then Jerry Springer happened. That's why you can't take it.
Oh, you got to be careful.
Oh, that guy wants it.
The good news is it's not just for America, right?
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
Being a thief, not a good way to get by in life, especially if you're not exceptional at it. Lester Mayo did not get the memo. He was recently popped in Durham, North Carolina for breaking into cars, and he was easy to find. Particularly because he was wearing a cute little ankle monitor, thanks to a prior arrest.
There you go.
That was for breaking and entering. He's got another charge of felony larceny. Lester, it's time to make some better choices.
Yeah, that's somebody not thinking. Dum, 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 dum. Henderson, Nevada man has recently filed a lawsuit against the Henderson Fire Department for mishandling his severed finger.
What?
Kyle Adams said firefighters failed to properly identify, preserve, and deliver his severed finger to treating physicians at Sunrise Hospital after an accident he incurred and they responded to. In fact, they lost it for over a day, which you got to preserve that thing, Ebony. He's seeking $15,000 in damages. And that's it.
Where did they go? Did they find it?
He would have counted higher, but,
yeah,
you know,
it's
really possible.
The exterminator came by the Hank Studios yesterday, and his next stop, Chicago.
Hey.
A rat was spotted in Wrigley Field during the Cubs-Phillies game. Now, first, he sat on the player's bag, then did a lap past the Phillies' dugout.
There you go.
And finally made his way. All those tough, hard athletes got a bit freaked out. And it seems to be a bit of a trend because there was a goose the previous night. You know what they don't have?
Hmm.
They don't have Leslie. Mm-mm.
And that's how Chicago dogs are made.
What?
That's right. Dum, 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 dum. I'm kidding. Well, let's go to not a mouse but a duck. A Jensen Beach, Florida woman was recently arrested for answering the deputy inquiring. Said her name was Donald Duck. Officers
not
went
her
to
name.
Well,
it's
yeah,
not her name.
No, it's Lisa Nagel, and Lisa's home. They were there after receiving a call about a disturbance. Nagel slammed the front door in the deputy's face. Said, "What's your name?" Donald Duck. That's providing a false name. She's scheduled to be arraigned with pants May 15th.
Dum 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 dum.
T-minus 4 days until you've been married a whopping 4 months there, mister.
Ding dong.
So can I suggest a gift? How about a lottery ticket?
Okay.
Worth $200,000. The husband of the year, he's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And he came home with a very cool scratcher. Worth that much money. Understandably, the missus was excited. He will not be getting lectured. Changing the toilet paper roll for at least a month.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your luck is just...
Dum, 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 dum.
But you'll still say that kind of luck. It's valuable.
That's why I'm bringing my wife to space.
See, that's... Bring her everywhere.
That's your brother-in-law, Tim, right there.
He
with
knows.
Wise words. He is. But our final not like her brother-in-law, Tim. A man was sentenced to 7 months in jail in Singapore. So an Italian man bought what he thought was a fake Rolex watch from a friend. He took it to a shop in Singapore, and he sold it around $75,000.
Oh, no.
Then he tried to book a flight to get out of Dodge before anybody found out, but they caught him, and they convicted him. 7 months in the slammer. Turns out, though, the Rolex, this guy wasn't very good because it was a real Rolex. But that doesn't change the verdict because it was an intent to make a crime, which you're in Singapore, you got a problem. Sometimes criminals don't think things out. But they think they're committing a crime, which they're not. But they still are.
Dum, dum,
and that's why you take your wife.
That's why I'm bringing my wife to Spain.
Who wouldn't?